Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. It's almost dizzying. Walk into any beverage outlet in the state, and the selection of Vermont beers seems to multiply right before your eyes. And now it's the season of summer suds. So make more room. Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 Days and is here to tell us about some of those new offerings. Hannah, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
What are the elements of a good summer brew?
Well, I think that really depends on who you're asking, but for me, I think the best summer brews are most certainly drunk outside. But as far as, you know, the content of the actual beer, I'm partial to sort of light-bodied, low-alcohol beers. So I like Pilsner's cream ales, kind of light lagers, ideally maybe kissed with a bright bouquet of hops. That's what I like to drink in the summer.
And some fun flavorings too, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of fruit beers coming out right now. So that, you know, fruit beers got kind of a bad name for a while, and they seem to be, brewers are sort of amping up the quality and the thoughtfulness that you'll find in these fruit beers, which just makes it kind of extra fun.
Let's virtually sample some that are being offered this summer. What is Bent Hill Brewery in Braintree up to?
So Bent Hill, the brewer there, Mike Chalk, has a new IPA out called Always Always, which is always one word, always two words. Which is a 6% alcohol beer. So it's, you know, respectably alcoholic, but not super duper strong like a lot of the IPAs you're getting now. And that has kind of twice the usual dose of Citra and Mosaic hops, which are sort of really juicy, fragrant hop varieties. So that's kind of his new summer IPA that he's been working on. And then he also has a few lightly soured beers that he's going to be canning this summer. The first one's called Curiosities. It's a Berliner Weiss with raspberry and toasted coconut.
I think the idea of lightly soured.
Yeah, so not super like kick you in the face sour sour, but you know, a Berliner Weiss is more of a weedy, not that sour type. It's just a little kick, but nothing too intense.
How about Frost Beer Works in Hinesburg?
So Frost Beer Works has got sort of an outdoor component going on this summer. They have a tiny little patio that they've opened, but they also have Baba's Tacos, which is a local taco truck, coming every Friday night for the foreseeable future. As far as specific beers, they're canning and putting out a lot of their Really Pale Ale, which is a lighter weight, really pale ale. They do a lot of sort of the bigger IPA styles, really juicy, rich, intense IPAs. So the Really Pale Ale is kind of a lighter, easy drinking version of that. The other thing that they're doing that's really fun this summer is canning their Research Series beer. So every brewery, you know, is always experimenting with new brews all the time. And a lot of those brews never really get seen by the public because they're brewed in small batches. So they'll throw them on tap in the tap room, but you can't try them unless you're at the tap room. And if you don't live in Hinesburg, then how often are you really going to get there? So they started canning them. All of the labels are the same. They say Research Series, but if you flip them over, it says what the beer is. On the very bottom, there's like a little printout. So it has the date that it's been canned and the name of the beer. So it'll say, you know, Lush Citra, for example. Yeah, so it's kind of these experimental beers. So if you get a can, you're kind of getting a one-off that you would normally have to go to the brewery to get that. So they're bringing those beers to festivals. They're sending them. You can get them at the Bevy and Winooski and places like that. You know, anywhere you can normally buy Frost's beers.
That is going to send the hopheads into, like, the stratosphere. They're
going to
go nuts.
Oh, my gosh. Everything sends the hopheads into the stratosphere. I think they live there in the hoposphere.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Hannah Palmer Egan, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about some of the local beers being rolled out this summer. Hannah, Good Measure in Northfield is doing some interesting stuff. What are they up to?
Yeah, so they've got their flagship cream ale, which is called Early Riser, in cans these days. They also have this Life in Technicolor series that they're doing with citrus. So all through the summer, they'll be having different beers with Meyer Lemon or grapefruit, all sort of kind of light-bodied beers. They also are doing a cream ale shandy in collaboration with Noah Schwartz in Waitsfield, who does the Noah's Fizzy Lemonade. So it's half lemonade, half cream ale. The cream ale is only like 5 or 6% alcohol anyhow. So then, or maybe even a little bit lower than that. So then you divide that in half by cutting it with lemonade, and it's just like barely boozy. So it's basically like a beery lemonade. They also have sidewalk seating happening there too, so you can drink these beers outside.
That is so summer. Long Trail is an old dog with some new tricks, right?
Yeah, so they this summer are working on a local fruit beer series. So they're collaborating with local farms to make fruit beers. So that, you know, that brewery is big enough that they can't really realistically source their grains from Vermont or anywhere nearby. They kind of have to rely on outer level grains, but they can get the fruit from local farms. So they're working with blueberry farmers. Their first one is going to have rhubarb and maple from Earthwise Farm and Forest in Bethel. The other thing that they've released recently is a new IPA called the VT IPA, and it's kind of a Munich malts, so sort of German-inspired beer, but with a lot of Citra hops. I've had it. It's very, very, it's a nice canned IPA for summer. Mm. It's great. And they also have live music coming up at the brewery on Thursdays, as does Otter Creek, their sister brewery in Middlebury.
And River Roost Brewery in White River Junction has more space to make their beers. So how are they going to use that?
So one of the things that they've just started doing is canning their beers. They're working with one of the mobile canneries that's coming in. So they canned Mas Verde and one of their other regular beers that's on regular rotation there. They've doubled their space, their footprint in the same building, which I think involved knocking down a wall. They're kind of moving things around. Eventually, they're working on plans for a new tap room. This summer, they're also planning on bottling some sours and imperial stouts that they have in barrels. But I asked Mark, the brewer owner there, you know, when are you going to be releasing these beers? And he just didn't say. He's kind of a tight-lipped guy.
Pretty cagey. What kind of events does the Alchemist Brewery in Stowe have lined up this summer?
They are putting on this event series called Thursdays on the Lawn, which is basically like a big, fun barbecue. Every single week, there's different live music and performance. And of course, obviously, the Alchemist will be releasing different cans during these days and pouring pints of their beer.
Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.